David HaMelech instituted that we make 100 brachas a day. And that's what we try to do. However, this is a rabbinic institution. Most brachas we make are only derabbanan. There are very few brachas that are min haTorah. And one of the few is the mitzvah Birkas HaMazon, Vechalta v'savato v'irachta. You shall eat, you shall be satisfied, and you shall make a blessing. There's a biblical obligation to bench. There are details of how much machlokas in the Gemara, whether you need a kezayis, v'yachalta kezayis, v'savata shtia, whether you have to have a kezayis plus a drink, or we assume kebeya, kedei sevia, and who achayim min haTorah, women or men. There's a whole discussion. And how do you fulfill the mitzvah? Could you do it all in one bracha? Could it have to be three separate brachas? Many machlokas and disputes on when and how we fulfill our mitzvah and our Torah, but in principle, everyone agrees if you have the right, details, one is obligated in benching min haTorah. So that's clear cut. There's another bracha which is itself is a machlokas if it is min haTorah. The Ramban writes, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havagodel Olokeinu, that's the bracha of Birkas haTorah. The one, not the Birkas haTorah you make when you get called up for an Aliyah, that's only a Takana Drabanan. But the Birkas haTorah you make in the morning regarding the Birkas HaMazon you make in the morning when you wake up, that's a bracha min haTorah. So that's a machokas. Ramban clearly states it is, perhaps different opinions in the Rambam. He doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah. In other words, according to the Rambam, is it still Daraisa or perhaps only Darabanan? So those are the two basic, but there is some discussion about Havdalah being min haTorah, Birkas Kohanim, but usually the Mefarshim single out Birkas haTorah and Birkas HaMazon. And the Gemara itself, you know, has a link between them. So what exactly, so the Mesha Chachma is bothered, the Sefer Achinach as well, that we know there are many brachas midrabanan. So I understand if you have many brachas derabanan, so sometimes you'll make the bracha before, sometimes after, sometimes in the middle, even though the general rule is, as the Gemara says in Pesachim, you make the brachas over lasiyosan. First you make the bracha, then you do the mitzvah with a couple of exceptions. Like a ger is not Jewish, so they can't make a bracha until they come out of the mikvah. But generally over lasiyosan, other times you make it afterwards, like the tila shadayim, etc., other exceptions. So I understand. But if you only have two brachas min haTorah, birkas haTorah and birkas haMazon, at least get some consistency here. Either make them both before or both after. Why is it when it comes to two brachas, Birkas haTorah is done before learning, and Birkas haMazon is done after you eat? So the Sefer Achinach discusses maybe the difference between spiritual and physical. Spiritual things we can intuit and appreciate even before, so therefore we make the bracha before we learn. But eating to get the physical hana, first we have to appreciate, in order to be able to appreciate it, we have to actually benefit. However, the Mesha Chachma has a different pshat. The Mesha Chachma, if you look at the psukim, what does it say? Hishama lecha, kochi v'yotzim yadi. We're afraid. What's always the trick in life is to balance between making hishtadlus and still having amunah and bitachon, that we don't believe sitting back and doing nothing and expecting God to do miracles. On the other hand, no matter all the effort you put in, you still have to realize it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, I think there's a Yalkut Shmoni that discusses the different kings, depending on their level, went ahead and they wanted to make sure that they didn't think it was them. So therefore, at the end of the day, you know, some fought the war, some held back, some just sang Shira, but and so in theory, the concern if you do too much, Yamaiti Kochi Viotsim Yadi. So therefore, so the Meshech Chokhmah says you have to identify the danger areas. So what's the danger areas by benching, by being Vechalta Vesavata, and what's the danger areas by learning, or perhaps by not learning? We know the Yerushalmi Chazal tell us that if a Shelo Lishma, Bo Lishma, you learn Torah, so the trick is to get you learning Torah. Once you learn Torah, for the most part, you should be okay. The trick is to get you learning. So what's the concern? The concern is you're learning for the wrong reasons, for kavod, you're learning to shrug people up. So therefore, the Meshech Chokhmah says the danger area is before you start learning. Once you start learning, we're more confident than we would be if you weren't learning. So therefore, we want to make the bracha beforehand in order to make sure you have the right kavanah, you're doing it for the right reason. However, when it comes to benching, it's the opposite. The danger area, when, as they say, there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. When the bombs are coming down and there's nowhere on to turn to, so you turn to God. Like it says, you know, after you tried every expert in the world, they said they can't help you, then you turn to God. Of course, I'm just being descriptive. Of course, you should go to God first, and that's the only person who can help you anyway, and we have to make the ishtadlus. So the danger area is when a person's hungry. You're, as the Brisker Rav says, an ani is, you know, that's how he knows you're a phony, when it's an ani which has gaiva, because if you're really poor, so it takes away your gaiva. So when's the danger area? Danger area is post facto. So the concern is when you're full, when you have your two houses, your three cars, you have all your needs taken care of, who needs God anymore? That's the danger area. V'yachalta v'savata, that's where the famous Meshech Chokhmah as well, about the difference between Ashrei and Hallel. The Chazal tell us, one who says Ashrei every day is Zoche to Olam Haba. And the Gemara also tells us, one who says Hallel every day, you're Magadev and a Macharev, you're a blasphemer, you're a cursor. So the Meshech Chokhmah, yes, last I checked, they both come from Sefer Tehillim. So how come if I say one part of Tehillim Ashrei, I'm the greatest? But if I say another part of Tehillim Hallel, I'm the worst. So the Meshech Chokhmah explains the similar Yisro, because when do you say Hallel? When God breaks the rules of nature, the Derech HaTeva. So you only say Hallel when he does a miracle. So if a person only sees God when he does Nisim, you're as good as your last at bat. What are you going to do for me? What are you going to do for me now? So that person's a Magade if he misses the whole essence of the gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Ashrei Yoshrei Vesecha, that's in the form of Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. It's the everyday things. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the every. Thank God I woke up this morning. I could see, I could speak. Ezu HaAshir HaSameach B'Choko. Who is the wealthy person who's happy with the lot, and the chassidus, she's only to say usher stands for the ayin, stands for inayim, eyes, the shin for shinayim, teeth, yud yodayim, and resh raglayim, your legs. Who is the wealthy person? The one who could see, who could talk, who has hands, who could walk. It's the things that, it's the everyday things, the things we have common with animals. That's the things that's not, it's very easy to take for granted. As we know always, it's the missing tile syndrome. The only thing people notice is what they don't have. So on Tisha B'Av, that's a good approach. That's different than all year round. We're supposed to fear what we don't have, the Beis HaMikdash. But all year round, we're supposed to appreciate what we do have, not what we don't have. And therefore, Ibdu Es Hashem B'Simcha, you're going to be B'Simcha if you're Sameach B'Chelko, if you're happy with your lot, and therefore that's the Yisod. When it comes to Birkas HaTorah, the danger area is before, so therefore we make sure you learn properly, so then we make the Birkas HaTorah first. When it comes to Birkas HaMazon, Pentishchach HaShem Elokecha, there's no thing as an atheist in a foxhole. We're not worried about when you have no money, nowhere to go. It's V'achalto V'Savata. That's when the mandate, to bench is that's the time when we need it most, is when we have everything we need, and that's the time we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and appreciate the Aleph Beis, the things we have in common, even with animals, and things that we have in common with humans, the fact that we wake up and we can see Pokeach Ivrim, Malbish Arumim, all the basic things. That's what we should have in mind, and that's why there, even though there are only two mandated biblical blessings, but Birkas HaTorah belongs before, because that's the danger before you learn, and Birkas HaMazon belongs after, because the danger is after one is Misabata.